Bob Almanac. And again, here's a very important reminder that past Bob Almanacs are available at mybobcountry.com. So if you are quarantining, self-quarantining, and you need some self-quarantining entertainment or even some punishments and torture, you can listen to past Bob Almanacs at mybobcountry.com. Let's see. What is today? Tuesday, March 24th, 84th day of the year. We have 282 left, 282 full days left after today.
Sure.
1765, Britain. You know, 1765, they were starting to put their clamps down on the colonies, as you know, Neil. Britain passed the Quartering Act that required that all American colonies house 10,000 British troops in public and private buildings. That means if a British troop came to your house and they said, yeah, we want to stay here, you had to let them.
Oh, no.
You had to let them. As compared to other quartering acts where it's not quartering a side of beef. You
right.
hind quarter the thing. No, this is quartering. In fact, that's where the Third Amendment comes from. The Third Amendment says no soldier shall, in the time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law.
Ah.
So if there was martial law, possibly you could. And I don't think anybody has ever really claimed the third. That's the Third Amendment. I don't think Third Amendment has ever come up ever in any,
I don't recall
in any
really.
Supreme Court ruling. I don't remember them quoting the Third Amendment at all. The Quartering Act, this state, 1765. 1882, we call on Neil Diamond for this one. Such were the plans I made.
Such were the plans I made.
Neil Diamond, you know, he's washing hands and reaching out, not touching me, not touching you.
I was a dreamer.
He's a big fan of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who died on this date in 1882 at the age of 75.
Born by a stolen kiss.
This is one of my favorite Neil Diamond songs, as you might actually probably deduct, right?
Right. Yeah, I
reference that one quite a bit. So that was 1882. 1883, first ever phone call between New York and Chicago took place. What do you think New York said to Chicago? You knew New York did the call because they're more aggressive in New York.
Right.
Chicago's more passive-aggressive, even though it's a big shoulder town, you know, tough guy town, big
right.
shoulders.
It would be a pretty good battle.
New York would have been the called up Chicago. Hey, Chicago, what are you doing? It's New York. You guys suck. Just FYI. Hey, you, Chicago.
Yeah.
We got a couple more million on you. So the first phone call.
You're nothing.
Between New York and Chicago, 1883. 1958 in the news.
Elvis Presley no longer has that rock and roll beat. The tempo is 1, 2, 3, 4 for Private Presley. He's at Camp Chaffee, Arkansas, beginning his two-year Army hitch courtesy of the Memphis Draft Board.
The old two-year Army hitch for the king of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Spent some time in Germany, as you know. That's where he met his future wife, Priscilla. Priscilla, what was her real? Bolio? Wasn't that her maiden name?
Bolio.
Or am I thinking of Jackie Onassis, Jackie Kennedy? Was that her maiden name? Look up Priscilla's. They're very close, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember right now.
Do a little fact-checking.
1965, Bill Wyman. Now, you know, we were making fun of your issue on your microphone. You know, none of it's happened today. Did we get that fixed?
Well,
I haven't heard any of the
we're thinking.
Echo. We have no echo.
I should try the other mic, too.
I was saying that, you know, it was stray voltage and probably a ground loop of some fashion and form that was causing that that stray voltage to cause problems with your microphone. It was affecting the diaphragm and the little coil in there, the magnetic coil. Now, this happened, and we kind of made fun of it, but actually it's a serious issue because on this date in 1965, Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones was knocked unconscious by an electrical shock from his microphone.
Oh, no.
It was the first date of their tour. So they had a little stray voltage on their stage. It's nothing to laugh at, Neil.
No.
Stray voltage can also affect the production of your milk cows if you have stray voltage on your farm. Look it up. It's a fact. 1973, Lou Reed was bitten on his ear near the end of his concert in Buffalo, New York. It was a male fan. It was not Mike Tyson.
It wasn't.
He was ejected from the show back in 73, 1980.
This is ABC News Nightline. Reporting from Washington, Ted Koppel.
Good evening. This is a new broadcast in the sense that it is permanent and will continue after the Iran crisis is over. There will also be nights when Iran is not the major story, when we'll bring you briefly up to date on Iran, but we'll focus on some other story.
It was a brand new Nightline. It became a permanent show on ABC and certainly secured the career of Ted Koppel.
Right.
Ted Koppel and his comb-over worked out really nice the rest of the way. I just saw him on something. Was it CBS This Morning? He's still working, that Ted Koppel guy.
Is he?
Yeah. So ABC News Nightline became a regular program 4 months after it debuted, basically as a vehicle to report on the Iran hostage crisis, 1980. How about in 89? I think we just referenced this the other day.
The tanker, the Exxon Valdez, had just loaded more than 1 million barrels of Alaskan crude. It was about 25 miles from the Valdez terminal and was apparently trying to dodge ice flows from the nearby Columbia Glacier when it ran aground.
Yeah, right. We found out yesterday or whenever that was that it was actually the Captain Joseph Hazelwood. There was some topless sunbathing going on on the beach, and he was trying to get a closer look, and that's why he got too close and
it ran
aground on a shore of this uncharted desert isle.
And it cost him.
It spilled out 11 million gallons of crude oil. That's 240,000 barrels to you and me, Neil.
That's a ton.
It was. Speaking of barrels of oil, have you seen the cost of gas?
It's down to, I saw $1.96.
I saw $1.99. There are some places in the country, 99 cents. The first reason for the drop was the oil war going on between Saudi Arabia and Russia. That's why it went down initially.
Oh, okay.
Now it's more supply and demand. We're not driving.
Right.
No, there's a glut of gasoline on the market right now. And what's bad is nobody's going anywhere, really, to take advantage of these low prices.
Sucks.
Talk about a double-edged sword and a catch-22.
I'm tired of this.
So that was back in 89. Stay safe, Neil.
The stage is set for the shootout this Sunday in L.A. between the World Wrestling Federation champion, American Turncoat Sergeant Slaughter, and the challenger, the man that represents everything that is Americana, the immortal Hulk Hogan.
Sing it with me. I am a real American. Come on, Neil. Fight for the rights. Neil.
I don't know.
Fight for the rights of every... You don't know that song? The Hulk Hogan theme?
No.
WrestleMania 7 in Los Angeles took place on this date in 91, and Hulk Hogan did defeat that turncoat, Sergeant Slaughter. Do you know Sergeant Slaughter was a turncoat?
Well, yeah. He was a good guy.
He flip-flopped to Iran.
Guy.
He was Iran.
Right.
Because, or not Iran, Iraq. He was... he sided with Saddam Hussein. This was during the first Gulf War. And, of course, the only one who could defeat that whole evil would be Hulk Hogan.
Would
he did win the match.
Yeah.
He did win the match. That was in 91. Also in 1991, the Black Crowes were dropped as the opening act on ZZ Top's tour for repeatedly criticizing Miller Beer. Miller Beer was sponsoring the tour, and the Black Crowes would go on stage. You know what? It's neither less filling, neither tastes great. It's actually more filling and tastes awful. That's what they said. And, of course, Bob Uecker took great umbrage over that.
Them there's fighting words.
So they were dropped as the... It's probably not good if you're on a tour and you criticize the sponsor of that tour. Are you biting the hand that feeds you at that point in time?
That is exactly what you're doing. That's not very smart.
In 1999...
You hear that, Mr. Anderson? That is the sound of inevitability. The sound of your death.
Neil, what movie's that from?
Goodbye.
I don't know
Mr.
that one.
Mr. Anderson?
That's The Matrix.
No, that's The Matrix.
Yeah. That's The Matrix. The first
Mr.
one.
Mr. Anderson was the tip there.
The
yeah.
first one with Keanu Reeves, that premiered on this date, 1999. 21 years ago. That's how old Matrix is.
Wow.
Think about that for a moment.
Corporate really doesn't interfere with me at all. Jan Levinson Gould.
Jan! Hello?
Yeah.
I call her Hillary Rodham Clinton. Right, not to her face, because, well, not because I'm scared of her, because I'm not, but, yeah.
That's from the first episode of The Office. It debuted and premiered on NBC on this date. It was the U.S. version. Ricky Gervais, who played that role in England, brought the show to the U.S., and it was a huge success, Neil Freeman.
It was a good one.
And that was 2005. And then 4 years ago,
actor and comedian Gary Shandling has died. He was just 66 years old. Entertainment reporter Sandy Kenyon is in the newsroom with more. Sandy?
And as usually, we don't have time for Sandy's report, who was a man, by the way. He was a man, Sandy.
Right.
And there are some of those out there. We're okay. Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Stevens.
Sandy, there's several of those. But Sandy, we do have time for this.
They're gross, and they drink out of the toilet. Do you think when you're going to the bathroom, your dog's thinking, hey, I drink out of that thing? Why don't you just go in my dish and save yourself a walk down the hallway?
Gary Shandling, very talented, died way too young 4 years ago at the age of 66.
He was in Iron Man.
Yeah, he was. He was like the senator.
Yeah.
He was still part of Hydra.
Right.
Hail Hydra.
Yes, yes. You gotta be cruel to be kind in the right
measure. Mick Lowe is 71. He also knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
Sure.
This was his big hit. You might even call him a one-hit wonder. Mick Lowe, 71 today. He's one of us, Louis Anderson.
But now, see, I'm washing lettuce. Soon I'll be on fries, then the grill. A year or two, I make assistant manager. And that's where the big bucks start rolling in.
Just 2 years, eh?
Funny man, Louis Anderson. 67 today. Life with Louis hosted Family Feud.
Yeah, I remember that.
I guess his show that's on now, Baskets, he won a couple of Emmys for that.
Critically acclaimed,
where he plays an old woman.
Right.
It's outstanding. One of the famous Minnesotans, Louis Anderson, is 67. You remember that TV show, Angie?
Oh, yeah.
Donna Pescow?
Yeah.
She was the star of that show, along with Robert Hayes from Airplane.
TV theme song.
Spaceballs.
Yeah. I don't remember when it was on, and it must have been late 70s.
Late 70s, early 80s. Yeah. Donna Pescow came to the Minnesota State High School Hockey Tournament 1 year.
What?
Yeah, I think it was her and Howard. It's when ABC and Channel 5 had the rights, and they brought some of the big hitters in. Huh. Farrah Fawcett. Fawcett attended the Minnesota State High School Hockey Tournament. What do you think of that?
I did not know that.
Bob FM. He was one of the nerds. He liked to laugh through his nasal cavity. You know, it's Robert Carradine, one of the famous Carradines, 66 today.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
Yeah, what would they like to do?
Well,
it's a good question. Yeah. I don't know, because Kelly LeBrock, she's looking pretty good.
Was that Weird Science?
Weird Science. Oh, yes. And remember, she was the one that helped out Steven Seagal when he was hard to kill.
Yes.
Kelly LeBrock is 60 today. You know what this means.
I don't.
You know what time it is. Who's making his way to the ring, Neil?
Undertaker?
He got it!
Did I get that one right?
Oh!
He was evil looking.
Oh man, was he ever, especially Scary. Early on.
He was just big.
He was coming out of the grave and doing all kinds
man.
Of things. And I think he's still involved some way. And last time I saw, he was still doing stuff.
How old is he?
55 for The Undertaker.
All right.
So he's 55 today. Jim Parsons, Sheldon.
Benny. Good morning.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Of course I do. My watch is linked to the atomic clock in Boulder, Colorado.
There's Sheldon.
That's perfect.
It's Jim Parsons. He's older than I thought he would be. He's 47 today.
And one time at band camp, we weren't supposed to have pillow fights, but we had a pillow fight, and it was so much fun. And this one time, we all lost our music, and we were supposed to play this song, but we didn't know it. So we just made it up.
Almost made me want to go to band camp at the age of 29 when I saw that movie.
Every sentence finishes up.
Yeah, that's she might have been the first one. Allison
good.
Hannigan, who was
good.
From the American Pie movies, and of course, How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, sure.
As well. She did a nice job there. She's 46. And Peyton Manning.
Let's go. Get back in here. Let's go. Except you. I can't even look at you. You know what? Let's save the portal for 20 minutes. That's right. Just stay in there. Close the door.
Peyton Manning. Channing, if you've seen his appearances on Saturday Night Live, they are hilarious.
Good ones. Yeah,
he's very good.
He is a funny man.
Retired football star. He will be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
Peyton
yeah,
Manning
for sure.
Is 44.
All right, gone, but certainly not forgotten. What about Harry Houdini, the legendary magician? And he could get out of straitjackets. He
couldn't take a punch to the gut, though.
No, that really did him in. 1874 for Harry Houdini. Actor Fatty Arbuckle did a lot of silence. He got into some troublesome, weird stuff. It kind of reminds me of kind of like Bob Crane. At the, you know, they say he died with some weird circumstances.
To same each
with,
their own.
Same with Fatty Arbuckle. Clyde Barrow, he went on a crime spree. It only lasted 2 years, and then it ended with machine gun fire. That was the last thing he heard. 1909. What's your favorite? Hanna-Barbera. That's Joseph Barbera, one half of the team, 1911.
That's a Tom and Jerry theme there for you.
That is outstanding. Norman Fell.
Stanley, you've been lying around all morning, and you promised me that you'd paint the outside of the building today.
Well, the day's not over.
Yeah, but you've been promising all year.
Well, the year's not over.
How long can you stand to look at something so faded and drab?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. How long have we been married?
He was Stanley Roper. He loved to just... He's one of those guys that sometimes broke... What do they call it? Is it the fourth wall? Do they call it the fourth wall? Is that what it is?
Don't know.
When you look at the camera and you kind of acknowledge the crowd and the audience...
Yes.
As a performer, he would do that on Three's Company. He would smile.
Oh, yes.
And when was he born?
He was born 1924, and Steve McQueen was 1930.
What did you think, Snow, huh?
Reminds me of that fellow back home that fell off a 10-story building.
I heard about him.
Well, as he was falling, people on each floor kept hearing him say, so far, so good. So far, so good.
Sounds like Anthony Quinn with him.
No, that was Yul Brynner.
That was in Magnificent Seven.
Magnificent Seven.
Sure, Steve McQueen, 1930, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot one of the most famous wrestlers of all time.
Gorgeous George was a mighty, mighty man. Gorgeous George.
Gorgeous George, 1915.
In a Hollywood tan. Gorgeous George.
Wow.
Maybe one of the first wrestlers that actually had a gimmick.
Yes.
Most of them, like Lou Thesz and early on in the 30s and 40s, they were more just kind of straight cut kind of guys. And then all of a sudden, here comes Gorgeous George and the robes and the glitter and the hair and the makeup and everything.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
What year was he born?
1950.
Oh, my.
Now they're all gone but not forgotten.
We went late today.
What does it matter? We're quarantined.
It doesn't. It absolutely.
Time means nothing.
It means nothing
in this current situation that we are in. Mm-hmm. Terry Clark, would you like to start a Bobathon with I Want to Do It All? Mm-hmm. Lone Star Mr. Mom or Mel McDaniel, Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On?
Well, let's go Terry Clark. Why not?
Sure.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1.